Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, November 29th. Negotiators are hoping they can convince Israel and Hamas to once again extend their truce. The agreement is due to end today, but first, Hamas is expected to release 10 more hostages, and Israel is expected to free 30 Palestinians from Israeli prison. Officials from the US, Qatar, and Egypt are working to keep that deal going, so that the pause in fighting can continue and more hostages can be freed. But CNN's Oren Lieberman says that won't be easy, partly because Hamas isn't actually holding all of the hostages.
Finding them, getting them to a point, and then getting the terms around that release, it remains an enormous challenge. We have seen this truce over the course of the past several days on thin ice more than once. As they try to extend it, we'll see how thin that ice gets.
Israel's military says it's getting ready to continue its strikes on Hamas once the truce ends. The six-day pause in fighting has given people in Gaza a chance to live without bombardment for the first time in around 7 weeks, and hundreds of aid trucks have been able to deliver much-needed supplies, like food, medicine, and fuel. In the US, aid to Israel is facing a roadblock – Congress. Senators are struggling to find middle ground in a bill that would send aid to both Israel and Ukraine, while also addressing security along the US-Mexico border. The border issue has been a major drive for some Republicans, who say they won't pass any aid bill without it. Democrat Senator Jeff Merkley says there's a limit on how much he and his colleagues will compromise.
Trying to do far-right policy will doom this package.
Another big talker on Capitol Hill today is Liz Cheney's new book. The former Republican representative has been critical of the pro-Trump wing of the party in the past, but her new memoir, Oath and Honor, rips into who she calls enablers and collaborators of former President Donald Trump. CNN got an exclusive look at the book ahead of its release next week, and one of the key Republican figures Cheney mentions as one of those enablers is new House Speaker Mike Johnson. Take a listen to CNN's Jamie Gangel explaining how Johnson is described in the book, who Cheney didn't know would become the next speaker when she was writing it.
She lays out specifically just the important role he was playing behind the scenes in enabling Trump. He was pressuring members, specifically freshman members, to support Trump in all of this.
The UN's annual climate summit starts tomorrow, and the stakes couldn't be higher. But with President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping expected to miss COP28, and reports that the UAE was going to use its position as host to discuss oil and gas deals, many people are questioning whether these summits are actually achieving anything. And for some small island nations, the answer is no. They're countries that are facing irrevocable changes from rising sea levels, and they're now looking to the courts to help. Instead of the voluntary agreements we usually see at COP, they want international courts to force countries to agree to legally binding deals at this year's summit, so they're forced to follow up on their promises. The event kicks off in Dubai tomorrow, and this year's COP president has hit back at allegations he was planning to use it to strike oil deals, describing them as false, not true, incorrect, and not accurate. There's a new state license plate in Kansas, and people are not happy about it. That's next. It's only been a week since Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced the state's new license plate. But the new black, navy, and yellow design is about to be scrapped, as hundreds of Kansans have been complaining about it. The reason? Many say it resembles those of other states, and even a rival university from neighboring Missouri. Governor Kelly now says she's heard the message loud and clear, and will give people the chance to vote on a new design. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.